This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. We have quite the episode to talk about today. Of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Because when I was putting together the outline for today's episode, which our outlines are incredibly detailed, you guys, so detailed, they're not. I was like, okay, so we're going to talk about Million Dollar Listing, and then we're going to talk about Beverly Hills, but like...
But we're mostly going to talk about Beverly Hills.
This week, this week has been a hell of a week because we went back to doing our Monday episodes, obviously, mm-hmm. very exciting now that... Shaw's happened, and then Potomac is happening, and then we have today an epic episode of Beverly Hills, and then coming up tomorrow's episode, and then this weekend we have some exciting stuff around the Potomac premiere. It's
oh my god, Dylan, I was like, wait, hold on, I'm getting like nervous, the schedule's crazy.
It's a good time, I mean, it's a crazy time, but it is a very exciting time to be a Bravo fan. And also, Bravo just announced yesterday that they are airing a 90-minute special on Race in America next Sunday, August 9th, after Real Housewives of Potomac. And it's featuring a lot of Bravo celebrities, specifically a lot of Black Bravo celebrities, as well as some non-Black allies like Leah and Bronwyn. And there's Candy and Todd, Giselle, I mean, just Portia, a lot of kind of the, I would say, the top tier Bravo celebrities, and mm-hmm. a lot of whom happen to be Black because, you know, Atlanta, Potomac, Queens. Great shows, obviously. Garcelle is going to be there. I am so excited. I'm so glad they are using the actual platform on the network right. and not just, you know, the Instagram lives and stuff have been great, but definitely plan to tune into that. We will definitely... be watching and talk about it. So that'll be next Sunday. And of course, there's going to be an episode of Potomac. Just good stuff all around. Important yeah. stuff. But yeah, getting into it. So Million Dollar Listing, honestly, this week was just the week of Becca Tobin. They decided that we really cared about Glee's Becca Tobin.
Yeah, it was interesting because... they didn't find her a house, so they brought her back and went on like a second search, which they rarely do. But they did a fun little lady gang plug, which is Becca Tobin's podcast with Kelty and Jack. And that was kind of like the premise of the entire episode. So Dylan, maybe you and I could like go on Million Dollar Listing New York and they could be like, we need a studio like for the Mention It All podcast. And then we can have an entire episode dedicated to us.
We can have like Ryan Serhant on our podcast.
Well, you know, I'd want Frederick to.
Is Frederick still doing New York though? I don't know.
Is he doing LA? Like what show is Frederick on? I don't get it.
I realized at the end of the episode last night, I was like, we keep mentioning this, but Frederick still hasn't actually been on the show other than that one scene where he was like arguing with Josh Altman.
Yeah, but you know what we have come to realize about this show? It seems like every week they are rotating who's not on the yes. show. So this week Tracy wasn't on, which I think is a very bizarre way of doing things. Like they have main people on the show. So each, which I guess is a fair way of say of doing it, is not having them on, but this week they kind of just showed Josh Altman working out and David and James playing cornhole and then Josh Flagg showing Becca Tobin Holmes. And it was funny to see because like it was really about her podcast and like where they need to have a studio, which by the way, I think it's funny that they chose to have a studio in her home as opposed to like a central place, but whatever works, works. She found a home for her budget of $2 million, which is a little less than mine.
Okay. I tweeted yesterday, I was watching this episode, and I just like mindlessly tweeted, I was like, this show ruins my concept of money because for the most part, people on the show are so rich that somebody like Becca Tobin or just any normal person comes on and they're like, oh, my budget is $2 to $3 million. And I'm like, that's all? Like, honey, do you think you're going to get for $2 million?
Move on up in the world. Josh Flagg was like, why'd you move here from New York? And she was like, to be on Glee. Like, did you do your research? But also, I thought it was really funny because he was talking about Whitley Heights, which is a place in LA, I don't know. And he, in his confessional, was like, you know, a lot of like writers and producers of reality TV shows live here. And the producer goes to Josh, like, fuck you, Flag. And he was like, sorry if I offended anyone in the room. Because like, he obviously has a lot more money than these people. And like, he was saying like, that's where you guys live. But you know what?
It's funny. It's honestly, works. It's not that beautiful. Different. It's not that different from when I'm, you know, interviewing housewives and whoever on Zoom from like my apartment, and I'm not self-conscious about my apartment, but I'm like, I certainly don't live in a place as nice as you.
Who did we interview? Was it who did we interview? And we were like, oh my God. It was probably everyone, but did we do a Beverly Hills? I don't know. It was someone, and we were like, oh my God.
A very nice setup.
It was Dorit. Maybe it was Dorit then, and me and Dylan are like, or Tracy, like, just sold her $25 million home, and we're like, right, and this like,
yes,
is my fire
escape. I pay
escape.
A similar amount.
Okay.
Let's just get into Beverly Hills because that is definitely the meat of this week.
Million Dollar Listing did us a favor this week by being like, here's all we have, and now you can move on from this episode.
So we are fully in Rome this week. The ladies have arrived. Grazie mille. Dorit is speaking all of her Italian. It is just, when my soul just gets warm and fuzzy when Dorit speaks Italian. It just does something.
Well, I mean, she's good at, like, she speaks the language and like, she sounds great doing so. I even texted you last night. I was laughing out loud when Kyle was making fun of her though, saying like, maybe when we get back from Rome, Dorit will have like a new accent. But you know what? She feels comfortable there. She hasn't been there in a while. She used to live there. Like it feels natural to her, but whatever. We start the episode with Rinna, Teddy, and Kyle in the car, and they are debating whether or not to tell her about the news that they know. Did you not find it weird that Rinna guessed right away that they slept together? Did you catch on to that? Like, I don't know. Maybe I was overthinking it, but
that whole conversation was a little bit of a blur to me, but I was laughing really hard at the juxtaposition of their car ride. And then we see cut up with Dorit and Erica's car ride where they're just talking about shopping.
Do you know that? That's one of my favorite words is juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition.
It's one of my favorite words. But anyway, they end up telling her and they don't know what to do with this information, but we will get to that because
it's funny.
So much.
It's funny because a little later in the episode, Teddy is talking about why she told Rinna, and she says, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, and is acting like she had some duty to tell Lisa Rinna about Denise hooking up with Brandy, and it's like, I don't think that's true. Like, it costs nothing to keep your mouth shut, and I totally get why Teddy would want to tell Lisa about, if the whole Denise shit talking them is completely separate from Denise sleeping with Brandy. And so
correct.
It's like, you could have told Lisa that Brandy said, or that Denise said bad things about you without being like, and they fucked. So
yeah,
I felt like Teddy this episode really saw kind of an opening for herself because she has not had a standout season. Honestly, some of the episodes she could have been completely edited out of and you wouldn't have noticed. And that's, I mean, I don't love Teddy, but that's not even being shady. That's just how the season has gone down. And so I feel she totally, with this information, kind of saw an opening for herself to have a moment. And she did, whether it was a good thing or not.
I mean, I thought it was funny where even Sutton asked her at the dinner that, do you care more about what they did or what they said about you? And she was, and you know, that started a whole argument too. I love when Sutton now like comes in and just is like mm-hmm. the mediator she seems to be. But we, because the dinner is so like extreme that I just want to talk about the other little things throughout the episode, yes. like them getting ready to the nines, having a fashion show, and they are eating dinner in the hotel restaurant. And like, I was Garcelle is, let me tell you, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, like bring her, like she needs like her own show at this point. I just love her on the show. And she keeps it real. She's like, what are they doing? They're having like a walk-off runway fashion show. And we are, when she said that, I thought it was hilarious because we didn't know they were in the hotel. They were literally eating dinner in the hotel. But, and then they all ordered like plain pasta with sauce.
Well, not
I almost fell off my chair when Janice said she was allergic to garlic, because you know how I feel about garlic. I eat garlic with like every meal.
Not to mention the night before when Kyle called Dorit and they agreed that they were going for a casual look, and then cut to Dorit having pearls individually placed with tweezers on her hairline. Dorit, I love Dorit. That is no secret, but that was completely ridiculous.
Well, they traveled with glam this trip because Dorit said last trip they weren't allowed to, like, as per one of their rules, not production, just one of the women was like, no glam this trip. So this trip, they all brought glam. That's why Sutton was late to dinner. That's why they're blaming everything on glam. But yeah, that dinner to Aroma was so chic, so cute right outside the Coliseum. I loved it. I want to go there. I don't know if I'll ever go to Italy ever in my life or leave my house again.
I leave my apartment?
Will I leave? My highlight from that dinner, my takeaway was Kyle ordering a margarita, and Dorit in her confessional goes, you order a margarita, we're in Rome. Like, you can order Prosecco.
Prosecco. Why?
Who orders Prosecco anyway?
I know. It's crazy. So we get to and then the shopping trip where they just go to Fendi. Like, they just go to Fendi. Meanwhile, then they leave the store with like hundreds of bags. But they all drop like under $4,000 on the $3,000 range. And Kyle does at least under 10,000, which is funny because in one of the interviews they said Kyle always spends the most on shopping trips, which
I've heard
she holds true to that.
I've heard that repeatedly from multiple members of the Beverly Hills cast, that Kyle is consistently the biggest shopper.
Buys everything for her kid. Like, she buys something like a keychain, but she buys something like from Fendi.
I was dying when Garcelle tried on the $30,000 fur coat, which was gorgeous, and
beyond.
Sutton in her confessional is going, buy it.
Well, last night, Sutton and Garcelle were on Watch It Happens Live, and Andy asked Garcelle, like, what did you think about the money they all spent? Sutton, dead serious, goes, so what? Like, that's her going out to lunch is like $3,000.
Sutton and Garcelle have such a fun dynamic. I watched Watch What Happens too, and they have such a fun back and forth. And I liked at the dinner, we saw Sutton kind of, she brought up how Garcelle had asked about her money and stuff, and they mm-hmm. just moved right past it. I liked that Garcelle was like, sorry, you were, you know, didn't like that. I apologize. And clearly they have no issues now. I hope they're both back next season, because I feel like they have a fun dynamic where they're so different from each other, but they can still kind of appreciate and enjoy and play off of each other. And they could maybe, I could see them having some, you know, drama and back and forth with each other, but they're not like, they're not like gonna have like bitter feuds.
Yeah, I feel like it'll just be like fun little, like nothing serious between them, because they're both just very down to earth.
Calling all my honeys, support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
But anyway, we get to this dinner and I get what they were doing, but I did feel at one point that it was a little bit of an attack on Denise. It did come out of nowhere. It was all the ladies saying something, and that could be a lot to take in and to handle, especially with these women.
I want to know kind of what the behind the scenes with production looked like, because the thing for me, so we know Brandy had already said the stuff about Denise on camera. Mm-hmm. So it's on camera. That's kind of what Teddy said when Denise was like, I don't want to talk about it on camera. Teddy was like, well, it's on camera. And so mm-hmm. I understand why Teddy felt like she needed to say something to Denise, but the thing where she loses me is you don't have to do it at the group dinner.
Correct.
In Rome, in front of at least a few people who didn't already know that information.
Well, because so, Teddy needs it to be about her, and like she needed backup. She brought Kyle into it.
I'm curious though if production kind of pointed her in that direction of, oh, you know, you've been feeling awkward about Denise, like dinner might be a good time to kind of deal with that kind of thing. I could see that being a situation where she was kind of encouraged to bring it up, which, I mean, that's the job of a producer on that show. Mm-hmm. But it was so interesting, the moment where, so they were talking about, you know, Denise allegedly shit-talking the rest of the cast. I think that's interesting in and of itself, but obviously in this situation, that's not really the big bombshell. But when Teddy started to kind of bring it up, and when Denise said that's not true, and Teddy goes, so you know what it is.
Yeah, that was a kicker. I kind of felt like put her foot in her mouth at that moment. But mm-hmm. did you also notice, like, I questioned this when Teddy started bringing it up, I thought she would have at least like asked Kyle or told Kyle she's going to bring it up at dinner. Like Kyle was kind of blindsided too, because they didn't seem to have a plan to do this. And specifically Erica, like I feel like Erica would have wanted to know she was talking shit about her instead of telling her right then and there in front of the whole table and confronting Denise about it. I feel like Teddy just was very disorganized with this whole thing. But
yes.
So they all run around, and of course, what's her name? Denise was like, that's not true. I didn't say that. But then she started crying. Then she started stuttering. Then she started like, you know, not knowing what to say or how to be prepared for this. But that moment where she did say, there's no truth to that, before Teddy said what she was going to say, I was like, oh my God.
Well, also, it's interesting because she was basically saying that she doesn't know Brandy, that they just kind of are acquaintances, and she did her podcast 6 months ago and mm-hmm. whatever. And then I loved that they put in the clip from BravoCon, which was just just a few days before they went to Rome. And I remember it because we were there and we were like, oh my God, they're about to go on their trip. And Denise basically having, you know, glowing things to say about Brandy. And that did not sound like, She didn't answer that question as if it was like, oh, I don't really know the girl, but I think she's nice. It was like, no, she knows Brandy.
Yeah, it was very, very weird to watch because then she kind of spiraled and of course did the bravo, 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 don't air this, which is now the second time she's done this. And we have seen already that they don't cut her when she says that. They even said, like she said, you can't cut that, you can't show this. But like now it seems that Bravo is loving this whenever someone says that because they specifically don't want it aired. So Bravo's like, what do we have to lose? We're going to show this. We're going to air this. Like it gives us drama to watch. And go ahead.
I like the way they edit it because earlier in the season when they had shown it in the preview, but then mm-hmm. they kind of cut it from the episode and we were all like, oh, I thought that was when that happened. I guess they didn't want to show it. And they had been, we now see they were saving up those moments because when Dorit was saying, honey, you got to stop saying that. You can't keep doing that every time something gets uncomfortable. Then they had the receipts ready to go. They were like 5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Look at all these times. And it's interesting because I definitely think Denise is kind of being unfairly targeted and, you know, ambushed by the women. I think they want to get at her. And I mm-hmm. think they've figured out how to do it. But at the same time, it's like, Denise, this is what you signed up for.
I mean, we say this no matter what, when people go through things on the show that they don't want aired. Granted, there are boundaries and there could be some things you can't, but like in reality, see what I did there? In reality, you are on a reality show. And especially if you did this, this is with who you did it with, this is going on the show. Like it's Brandy Glanville of all people. Like she, and it's very interesting to hear that all the other women are saying, with the exception of Garcelle, who is friends with Denise. And I feel like just wants to believe Denise. All the women are like, Brandy wouldn't lie about this. They are all of them have had their individual problems with her. And they each one have said, Brandy wouldn't lie about this. What does she have to lose with saying this? But, you know, Dylan, we still don't know why Brandy brought this up. Like, what happened where she brought this up? I'm dying to know.
I mean, Brandy loves a moment.
I know.
She loves a check.
But something in my mind. I know. But she said something happened. So, like, I want to know what happened.
Well, and I've always kind of believed Brandy's side of it just because I don't see why she would make up this specific thing if there was no truth to it. But perhaps the most damning evidence we've seen thus far was last night in Sutton's confessional when she said that she had heard somebody told her that Brandy and Denise hooked up months ago.
And so sly, like, so sly.
She's like, oh, I just didn't bring it up because I didn't think it was any of my business. But yeah, I heard about that. And
it's especially at the dinner table. She goes, especially at the dinner table.
That was
like anywhere else.
That was such a small moment, but I feel like it was so important because Sutton wasn't on the show at that point. If somebody told her about this months before, it wasn't like somebody whispering in Lisa Rinna's ear because they know she's on the show and she's going to bring it up. It's like, no, Sutton heard about that out in the real world.
But also the reason Lisa Rinna was the one not to bring it up was because of the one word we all remember, which is Munchausen. And you know what? Good for Lisa Rinna for owning up to that and learning from her mistakes. So she would kept at the dinner table and be like, say it, just say it, just say it. They all want to say it. But yeah, that what Sutton said was so overseen. Why did no one else like mention that? Like that is crazy. That is so funny. And we need to get to the bottom of this. Who told her? Who told her? What circle do they run the same in where she would like get that information?
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Well, on Watch What Happens Live, Sutton was saying that she's known Brandy for a long time, like since she first moved to LA. I think she said 8 years ago that they're not close friends, but they see each other at parties and stuff, and they do. You know, they have, I guess they have mutual friends. So it's interesting because that's a totally different relationship than most of these other women who know Brandy because they were on a TV show together.
Right.
So
I also love how the women talk in their confessionals as if no one's going to see it and it's not going to be aired. I'm like, you guys, it's part of the episode. Like, we watch this. We see what you say. I laugh every time. I'm like, do you not, like, everyone, including the person you're talking about, is gonna see this. So because you're not like sitting next to them saying this, it doesn't make it any better. But I just think that the season has really picked up from last night's episode. And I am so happy and so proud. And I don't know what's gonna happen because Denise, after this trip, is no longer on the show, correct?
Well, we know that they said in December she stopped shooting with the group. So this trip is just before Thanksgiving. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she mostly stopped showing up. I don't know if she filmed her own scenes or anything after that. We know she went to the reunion, and we also see that she has been doing at-home confessionals, which we weren't sure if, at first it seemed unclear if she was gonna kind of keep showing up for this stuff. So it's encouraging. I also thought it was interesting. So they did their reunion virtually at their homes, but then afterward there was a meetup with some of the cast. They got together and hung out after they filmed the reunion. Watch What Happens Live last night, Sutton and Garcelle shared that they, along with Denise, were not invited to this event. So that's really interesting because right now on the show, I would say Garcelle and Sutton don't really have major issues with anyone in the cast, but it'll be interesting to see kind of what happens at the reunion, because clearly Garcelle is not a fan of Erica right now. Garcelle and Kyle do not get along. So yeah, I will be very curious to see kind of how the cookie crumbles there, because I was surprised to hear that Sutton wasn't included in that group.
Well, we are outside parties, because obviously I saw that too, and it was interesting to see, because you don't know how it played out. Did the girls just after the reunion just go get a drink? Like, how is that? We, you know what I guess? Like Garcelle said, it would have been nice to be invited. You could have been like, girls, we're going to get a drink or we're going out. But like, was it shady? What did they purposely not invite them? Like, we don't know what happened at the reunion, which, by the way, we've heard from multiple housewives that it was crazy and exhausting. So maybe there was tension, and that's why they weren't invited. But I want to see, I don't want to rush the rest of the season, but I do want to see the reunion, because Sutton and Garcelle also disagree with Rinna that the reunion was bullshit. So that's two different stories there as well.
Okay. So we are still in Rome. Next week should still be very exciting, because clearly we have a lot of stuff to get through. Who is your number one Bravoleb in the group this week?
My number one Bravoleb is Erica, because that glam, honey, and that Chanel hat, and the care that she took for that hat to not bump it to the side of the brim or anything. And just the time and effort she puts in to looking like a rock star is going to her.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dorit, because first of all, of course, I love her fashions and her Italian. But also, she was the one person to kind of point out Teddy's messiness at the dinner. And Kyle really wasn't letting her get her thought out. But I like seeing Dorit kind of, I think, call her out correctly there.
What is it with Kyle and Dorit and the bickering and getting the words out? Like, I'm kind of, oh God, it's so like
Kyle feels annoying. Threatened.
Okay. So, thanks for listening. We will be back tomorrow. And I like forgot what day it was. I'm like, we'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Join our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.